Listener supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Featuring local and independent artists. Good afternoon, everybody. I am Michael Intiman, and it is 5... Well, it's not. I can't even say good afternoon. It's 5 p.m. It's evening at this point. I am Michael Intiman. You are listening to Live from Studio J. I am obviously not Scott Boatwright, although he is sitting next to me to make sure I don't mess anything up. What we were just listening to was off of the WHFR Motor City Gems indie compilation record that we got coming out in a few weeks. That was The Seatbelts with Nikki Corvette, I'm Not Talking to That Babe. And in the studio with us right now, in Studio J, all the way from Ypsilanti, is Stormy Cromer. Guys, can you hear me out there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Sorry to be running so late and everything like that. That was my bad. I stalled for time. But you guys come out from Ypsilanti. You got your music on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, just about everywhere you can find music these days, right?
Yeah. Stormycromer.bandcamp.com is where you can find most of our releases, our studio releases, as well as we do a handful of live releases. We record a lot of our shows, and those are up there. We have 2 studio albums that are available on Bandcamp. Free download, I believe, or at least, like, pretty cheap.
Yeah, I don't know how else to describe your guys' music, so if you want to go ahead and start playing, go right ahead.
Yeah. This is a song we wrote recently. It's called Be Hip, which is an acronym.
Are we allowed to ask what that acronym is for?
You're going to have to come to a show to find out.
We'll be right back. 89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves, and that was Stormy Cromer with Be Hip. They're live in Studio J with us here, and man, that was incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I really like that. And that song was called Be Hip, right?
Yeah, B-H-I-P.
Yeah, I had to look up the spelling of that, and I happened to come across like your guys' you're looking across your Bandcamp page, and you guys have a lot of live shows on there.
Yeah, we have a healthy amount, I'd say.
Yeah. There's a few dozen, I think, on here. You guys played Top of the Park a couple of weeks ago. I should probably do introductions first. Who is it that I'm speaking with right now?
Yeah, this is Ryan. I'm playing bass.
All right, Ryan's on bass. Over here, we have two lead guitar players.
I'm Brendan on guitar.
Brendan and
I'm Spencer on guitar.
All right. And who is our lovely drummer over there?
That's Amin.
Yeah.
Messing around with his mic right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, how long have you guys been together?
It's been about 4.5 years. Four and a half, yeah.
Okay, so how many like live shows have you guys been, did you guys kind of like get together, start like just playing together, and you're like, all right, maybe we should take this to a club or something, or how did it kind of get started?
So it got started basically, we're all musicians at heart, so we just kind of were playing a lot, and Ryan and I have known each other for a very long time, and we decided when we were like almost done with undergrad, we were both studying music at different schools, we were like, you know what, let's start a rock band, because we were studying classical music, and we were like, classical music is super fun and we love it, but we were raised on rock and roll, so and then I met Spencer in jazz combo class at Eastern Michigan University, and then jury's still kind of out on where I met Brendan. There's a disagreement.
I met him at an Humphreys McGee concert. He met me at a house party.
Yeah, we met. I know. Yeah. So the band basically got started. We just wanted to play rock and roll music and keep it alive for keep it going. And it started in a basement and a garage, and we played our first show on March 30th of 2014 at Woodruff's in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and we've just been writing songs and gigging ever since then. It's taken us some pretty cool places all over the country.
Now, you guys got a gig tomorrow in Milan, right?
Yep, Original Gravity Brewing.
Okay. Famous Milan, the fashion capital of Michigan.
Yeah.
Fashion capital of Michigan?
Milan.
Yeah, we're doing the Milan fashion show.
I would actually really like to see that. That would be an interesting watch. But after that, you guys are going to be down in Ohio. And I'm actually looking at your schedule from the past like month. You guys have been around the country for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You were out in Colorado for a few weeks.
That was a blast.
Yeah?
Yeah, Spencer bought us a van. And so we've been...
Gigging
more. So yeah, we went out to Colorado and we got Ohio. We, for the past like, I don't know, 4 years, I guess, we've kind of been like regionally touring. We're all working folk, you know. It doesn't necessarily pay the bills, rock and roll, quite yet. So we like work through the week, and then we'll kind of do these little like 3-day things around the Midwest on the weekends.
Okay.
And now we're kind of gearing up to do longer like week or two excursions, like for like our first time out to Colorado, or you know, we're gearing up for a trip out to the East Coast hopefully in the next few months. But yeah, we do a lot of Ohio, Chicago, you know, Indiana, Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, this whole region, like this part of the Midwest, is really like blowing up as far as, you know, quality of jam bands and like progressive rock and stuff like that. Like there's a few bands down in Ohio that have been really catching my attention. Have you listened to Baccano?
Yeah. Dude, their album just dropped.
Yeah, like
boys.
We've been playing with them a couple times down there in Toledo and up here. It's great. Those guys are awesome.
I've been meaning to catch one of their shows. I've been meaning to catch your guys' show. Everything just seems to come up or something like that at the last second. I just can't make it out there.
Excuses.
I know. I got a million of them. If you give me enough time, I'll give you all of them. But you guys want to play some more music?
Yeah, we'll do another one.
All right, cool. What do we got next?
This next one is off of our, if you go on our Bandcamp, and we have a full-length album called A Tale of Two Mouths, and this song is called Undercurrent.
All right. Thank you. That was Stormy Cromer with Undercurrent on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM. Now, how do you guys come up with a song like that? Like, do you just kind of have jammed together, or does somebody kind of like write the music? And
it's a little different each time. That one in particular was sort of an amalgamation of a few different little licks and riffs that I think Brendan came up with, our guitar player, and I came up with a one thing that fit in there, and then we start tooling around with it. But you know, we play that tune a lot at our later sets, and we're playing with more dancey bands, because one thing that we try and do is really try and hit a spectrum of sound. And you know, we have like this drum pad that Amin's using that allows us to get this hip hop snare and you know, almost like a trap.
Did I hear steel drum at some point with that?
Oh yeah, I've got a guitar pedal that makes a steel drum sound.
Oh, that was you.
Oh yeah, that's for our Calypso gigs. But that's something that we really strive to do, and ties into a philosophy we have, which is just, you know, to open your ears to all the different music that's going on, and try and, you know, the only way to create something new is to take what's going on around you and sort of press it together. Everything's kind of been done, so we're starting to press everything into a new sound, I think, is the goal.
Yeah, we live in a world. I feel when the band was starting, I feel like we, Ryan and I and everybody kind of talked a lot about this idea that like this generation has grown up with this insane amount of music to listen to. Mm-hmm. Like our parents' generation had their records and their tapes, and you know, you kind of got pigeonholed into like a genre or two maybe. But like when I was a kid, you had Napster and, you know, LimeWire and stuff, and like you could listen to anything. So like you have this whole generation of people that doesn't really have borders of like what they listen to.
Yeah, we just took what we could grab, pretty much.
Exactly. So it's like the music that's happening now is like this like crazy fusion of like tens and tens of genres at least. So that's what we try and do, and that songwriting is always really fun, because it's like, oh, this is a rock song, but let's throw this like reggae like thing in the middle and just see how that works.
So you were saying that you really focus on how you build your set list when you're doing a live show. Is there any sort of formula that you follow, or is it kind of whatever you feel at that time, or whatever kind of vibe you're going to get from that?
It has to do with the venue we're playing, the crowd we're playing, size of the crowd we're playing for, the hour, you know, like how, if we're opening, if we're playing the middle, if we have the late night slot, like that, all of these go into play. And then you also have, you know, who's there that we know. What tunes do people want to hear? Oftentimes people will reach out to us to say that I want to hear this tune. And we try and give people, you know, a good night. So if they really want something, then chances are, you know, we'll play for them, unless we really don't want to, but we usually do. So.
Yeah.
Is there something that you absolutely hate hearing that somebody ask you to play? Like, is there any like specifics that you're just kind of like, oh, not this again? Or if there's like, I really hope somebody doesn't ask me to do this.
Well, the bandmates always try to get me to play Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging by Fall Out Boy. But little do they know, I actually like playing that song.
It grew on them, for sure.
I think Fall Out Boy grew on everybody.
I never really liked the music growing up, but I love seeing the way the audience reacts to it, and I have a blast playing it.
That's interesting. Well, you can find their music, Bandcamp, Spotify, StormyCromerLive.com. And what do you guys have planned up next for us?
What do we? Oh, this is a song that is about
Skyrim.
All right, awesome.
Also off of our album, this song is called The Nord.
The Nord.
The Nord.
The Nord.
Through the stony gates of stone tomb, walked on Nord called Nazgûl. This bitter quest through many a ravine, and let him just slay that mighty wolf queen. And the good folks said, thank you. death is my slow. Left to die in that harsh Skyrim snow in a good old set.
Not a dangerous soul with plus one to restore, with which we'll slice your throat. We'll be right back.
That was The Nord, a song about Skyrim. And I have to ask, like, who approached you, everybody, and said, you know what? I got a song about Skyrim that I think you guys would enjoy. God, that was you?
That was me. I love Skyrim.
Do you know how many hours you've clocked into it?
Hundreds.
Hundreds? I know some people that have known, like, their exact time that they've been playing. Like, oh, yeah, last week I checked it was, like, 17 or something, or 17 days.
Yeah, I love the Elder Scrolls games, and I also love 70s prog rock, and this was my tribute to both.
Yeah, that song was, what, that was like a Jethro Tull sort of, like...
Jethro Tull, King Crimson, yes, Rush, lots of those influences got smushed in there somehow.
Yeah. Now, since we're talking about influences, are there any other bands or any other music that kind of influences how you guys play or how you learn to play the instruments that you got or what?
One of the fun things about the band is how different of musical experience we all come from. So there's definitely unifying factors, but we come from very different backgrounds. But I'd say as a band. I mean, I'll just break the ice here. We're a jam band, so
what?
Yeah,
get out of my studio. I don't need that stuff in here.
Ryan's wearing a Grateful Dead sleeveless shirt, which is it's like you look exactly like Les from that video from like '93 or whatever. This is hilarious.
We also love Primus.
Yeah, we love Primus. Umphrey's McGee is big for us. Fish, the Dead. I'd say Rush is one of the biggest.
Oh yeah.
Influences probably. We're definitely prog, and then. Recently, we've always tapped into this like really dancey vibe. So like Lotus has been big on us from the beginning, and we also do like a really ridiculous amount of like hip hop teases too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we do like a
half
lot of
like, which I don't ever hear.
Yeah, like Jurassic 5 and Tupac and stuff like that. Like all those like '90s beats is definitely big on my style as a drummer and as a rhythm section between Ryan and I. We do a lot of like grooves that. Are probably reminiscent of like R&B and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So you guys want to play some more music?
Yeah. So, how much time do we have now?
About 20 minutes till the top of the hour.
Okay. So this next one we're going to do. So like I said, we jam. So we focus a lot on improvisation, which we have yet to really do much of today. So what we're going to do next is we're going to play one of our newer tunes that Brendan wrote called Redrawn. And then we're going to enter a improvisational section, and then we're gonna finish a different song that's called New Mouth. So this should be about 12-15 minutes or so.
Oh yeah, take your time, stretch your legs, man. I'm
I'm
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that was making waves, that is making waves, I was going to say. This, that was Stormy Cromer with Red Dawn, a little bit of a jam, and then was it New Mouth?
Yeah.
All right, so cool. It sounds like I'm doing all right at doing my job.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good.
Thank you. And we are live in Studio J with Stormy Cromer. I am Michael Intiman, filling in for Scott Boatwright. He's letting me take over for a little while. He's going to be going to Europe for how many weeks? Three? 5 weeks, something around there. I was close. So I'll be filling in for him for a little while. And thank you guys, Stormy Cromer, for coming in. Like, you guys have been doing a phenomenal job. Like, I really appreciate you guys coming in here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna. If you don't, if you don't mind, I'm gonna chop some of this up and use it for my show. Play it on my show on Sunday and like all the tracks and stuff.
Yeah, man. Here's just a little plug. I'm actually gonna be back here with you in 2 weeks with another band that I play in called Once United.
So, no kidding.
Yeah. So I'll see you then in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I was literally just looking at an email from you guys. So.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, cool. The small world, man.
And if it's not too much to ask, y'all all out there in the Detroit area, we're going to be playing August 19th.
9th.
Yeah, okay. Ryan's the book guy. August 9th at Otis Supply in Ferndale. That's our next show in this area. So if you're digging, which we're stepping in here on the radio, come see it live. Maybe you can figure out what that acronym stands for.
Who are you guys playing with at Otis?
Oh, a cool band from Grand Rapids called Jesse Ray and the Carolina Catfish. They're awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Otis Supply sends us tickets and stuff all the time. Like, that's a great place they got there.
Oh, man.
It's fantastic.
Nice people.
So good.
Yeah.
Let's go get a beer there, huh?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so I guess that pretty much does it. We're up to 6 o'clock now. Thank you guys again for coming by.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is WHFR Dearborn. I am Michael Intiman. Thank you all. Did I do everything? I think so. Yeah, I promoted your guys' show. Oh, StormyCromerLive.com. You can find their music on there, some merch, tour dates on their social media pages, Bandcamp, Spotify, all those sort of things that millennials like to download music on. So, again, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to start at the turntable, right? All right, here we go.
or two of sometimes, and they come.